A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Gimel, Psachim 103b, pagination page 206. About halfway on the page, the first word on the line, Mimishtaya, and then we begin Kimata. Rashi tells us that this is a conversation which is continuing from an incident on Amud Aleph. Rav Acha bar Abba Ikla Levei Rava. So Rashbam tells us that story from Amud Aleph was on Friday night. And now we're continuing what happened on Motzoi Shabbos. Kimata la'avdule, when it came time to say Havdalah, Kom Shame'ei, the assistant of Rava, the worker, got up, v'idlik avuka mishraga, and he lit a torch from the light that was burning. Amalei, Sir Rav Yaakov Bar Abba asked, Lamalach kulehai, why are you going to these great lengths to light a torch? Haman chashraga, the initial candle is already burning. Why don't you just recite Borei me'orei ha'esh, the bracha of fire, on the candle which is burning? Amalei, so Rava, in his first reaction, told him, Shama midaitei dinafshei ka'ovid. The worker is doing it on his own. Don't make anything of it. We have nothing to discuss. The worker decided to light the torch. Nothing to do with me. He did not want to engage into a halachic debate. Amalei, but Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was very perceptive, and he said, Ilo shamia le mine demar, if he didn't have orders, if he didn't hear it from you, Rava, from the master, Lohava Ovid, he wouldn't be doing it. Obviously, it was very consciously that he went and took the candle and lit a torch so that you could recite Barim Yoreyoesh. So what's the need for the torch? Omar Lei, Rava realized. He has to explain. So he said, with a question, Losava Lemar, doesn't the master hold Avuka Lahavdolo Mitzvah Minha Mufchar, that to use a torch for Havdalah is the preferable way to recite Havdalah? In other words, Rava conceded that this was the proper way and it was intentionally done to transfer to get the fire onto a torch so that he could recite the bracha in the most ideal way. Now, we do have a question in front of us before we discuss the torch for Havdalah. Simply, why Rava avoided the question initially, and then when he realized he had to, he seems to have a very solid reason why he was doing what he was doing. And this possibly could be the comment that we often quote from the Mishneh Berurah in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah says that a person should not be embarrassed of people who make fun of him when he serves Hashem. So the Mishneh Berurah there writes, "V'lo yiskotet," but don't look for fights. Now, even though over here Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba certainly wasn't looking for a fight, it was totally a legitimate halachic discussion, but nevertheless, it could very well be that Rava just wanted to avoid any sort of disagreement. He wasn't looking to make a big deal about what apparently was not a universally accepted rule, a universal custom. But the statement of Rava does stand that Avuka lahavdola mitzvah min hamuvchar, that the proper way to recite the bracha of Eish by Havdalah is using an avuka, a torch. So the Ramah in Simen Reish Tzadi Ches Sif Beis tells us, Ner sheyesh lo shtei psilos, any candle that has two wicks, mikri avruka. Once it has two, once the two are playing with each other, that's called an avruka. And the Mishneh Berurah mentions that if the two wicks are side by side, literally, that's just considered one thick wick. But if you have mafrid beinehem shaiva, if there is wax separating them, that's what makes it into two wicks, and that's what classifies it as an avuka. And the two lights should intermingle. And that's what we're looking for the ideal Eish of Havdalah. That could also be achieved by taking two candles and letting the two flames merge when you're ready to say the bracha. Now it's brought, Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Hei, Tov Lahadur Sheyiyeh Shal Shaiva. Ideally, it should be a wax candle that we're using for this. And the Aruch HaShulchan comments, because the concept of Kiluim Yachad, of intertwining wicks, happens naturally. You could do that by wax. Whereas if you'd have, let's say, a ner of shemen, of oil, how do you intertwine them? And that's the ideal way to do Havdalah, is to have wax, candle, two wicks. The wicks are separated by wax so that they're considered independent, but they're close enough that at least two of them are intermingling in their fire and causing this status called avuka. What is the importance of avuka, of a torch? So the source is actually fascinating. Chazal, when they made the bracha that we should recite, legislated the bracha Bore Ma'ore Ha'esh. Hashem, who created the lights, plural, of fire, because there are many different lights in fire, different colors. And those different colors all play together. So, just as in many areas we try to be very precise, we recite brachas, we're truly thankful for all the different dimensions of creation. There's a ha'etz and there's a hadoma. We're very precise in thanking Hashem for different things. So when they made the bracha Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, they wanted it to be plural so that we should appreciate not just that there is fire, but the different dimensions to fire. It's pretty, it has different dimensions. I always give the mashal that I once heard that Eskimos, because their lives are intertwined with snow, so they have many, many different names for snow. If it's a soft snow, a wet snow, a heavy snow, all kinds of different names for the different types of snow, if you could build an igloo with it or not. Italians are known for the pasta, so they have many different names, different types of pasta, by a person who's uninitiated, so there's like one word, who cares? It's water and flour. But if you're into it, like we are, for example, by davening, you look at the different words we use to praise Hashem, the Shevach, Hodaya, Hallel, Zimra, Shira, all kinds of different words, because we're very precise. So here also, by a fire, Chazal legislated to a wording that would accommodate the different colors of fire. And it seems that the best way to activate or to appreciate the different colors of fire is when you have at least two wicks, when you have an avuka, when you have a torch, and the two wicks are playing with each other, their lights intertwine, that's when you actually get to appreciate the different colors of fire. So that since the bracha is Ma'orei Ha'esh, colors of the fire, the lights of the fire, so therefore, ideally, we should recite it over the two-wick candle. If a person doesn't have the two-wick candle, so it is possible to recite the bracha on one wick. It's possible to recite on in bulb, if you could see the filament, as opposed to a fluorescent, which doesn't work for this purpose. But if you see the filament of a bulb, that type of bulb, then you could also recite the bracha on that. On a Yom Tov that follows Shabbos, so Yom Tov causes certain restrictions in terms of lighting new candles or putting out the Havdalah candle. So as Shabbos ends, there actually emerged on the Jewish market something called a Yaknahaz candle. That means that when you're doing the Havdalah called Yaknahaz, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, meaning it's going from Shabbos to Yom Tov, so at that time it's ideal to use this type of candle. What they did was they formed a candle that can be used that looks like a regular Shabbos candle, so the women use it to light Shabbos or Yom Tov Neiris in this case, but it has two wicks, and therefore when a person recites Havdalah at the Yom Tov table, the Havdalah from Shabbos, so they can benefit from this Yaknahaz candle without any significant inconvenience. It's not lighting a new ner, it's not worried that the Havdalah candle has to be put out afterwards. It's just lefi tumo, just operating normally, you're able to do that. Some say that you should bring two candles together, let's say from the Shabbos, Yom Tov candles that were lit. Others disagree, you're not supposed to bring them together, they could damage each other. On Yom Tov, you're not supposed to infringe on the burning of one thing to another. It becomes a bit of a discussion, so this Yaknahaz candle is a fascinating solution. But if a person doesn't have that, you really could recite the bracha of Eish, of Havdalah, even on a single candle. Yashar Koach, have a great day.